Professor in News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Justice Department is intensifying efforts to uphold election integrity by ensuring accurate and current voter rolls. Harmeet Dhillon is the Assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights.
We sued four more states today for this very issue. That brings it to 18 states that are being sued, one that we settled with, which is North Carolina, a dozen that I'm negotiating with, actually 11, because Texas actually did sign a memorandum of understanding with us and is handing over their data.
Dhillon made her comments on the Scott Jennings Show on the Salem Radio Network. Washington State endures days of heavy rain, correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Rivers are raging in western Washington from a powerful atmospheric river that's been drenching the state from way out in the Pacific.
Pulling subtropical moisture from well back towards the dateline.
Greg Galina at the National Weather Service.
This is producing a lot of heavy rainfall, and we're seeing totals over 10, 12 inches.
While Wednesday was expected to be the peak, Galina warns.
Rivers will remain swollen through probably most of the week. But then again, we'll probably have another event of heavy rainfall producing towards the weekend.
I'm Ben Thomas.
The Utah man charged with killing Charlie Kirk is making his first in-person court appearance Thursday as his attorneys push to further limit media access in the high-profile criminal case. A Utah judge has been weighing the public's right to know details in Tyler Robinson's case against his attorney's concerns that the swarm of media attention could interfere with his right to a fair trial. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 646 points, the Nasdaq dropped 60. This is SRN News. A battle over faith is raging north of the border, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
In the province of Quebec, lawmakers are considering a hate crimes law that would bar any and all religious expressions in public. It's aimed at Muslims who sometimes pray in public, but Muslim, Christian, and other faith leaders are railing against the legislation. Analysts say the measure would also bar Christians from wearing a cross and Muslim women from wearing a hijab. Religious freedom guarantees in Canada are not as strong as here in the U.S. Michael Harrington reporting.
The national dispute over medication abortion is playing out in Washington, D.C. 51 Republican senators and 22 GOP's attorneys general have asked the FDA to reinstate in-person restrictions and upend the transit of abortion pills. 47 Democratic senators and 20 attorneys general issued letters supporting the safety of abortion drugs. This is SRN News. A football coach in a marquee college program in the Big Ten has been fired for alleged inappropriate conduct, correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh reports.
Michigan fired football coach Sharon Moore on Wednesday, saying a university investigation had found evidence of a, quote, inappropriate relationship with a staff member. The stunning announcement said Moore's alleged conduct was a clear violation of university policy. Moore, the team's former offensive coordinator, was promoted to the top job in January 2024 to replace Jim Harbaugh. The 9-3 Wolverines are set to play Texas in the Citrus Bowl in a few weeks. Under Moore, Michigan posted an 18-8 record over parts of three seasons. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
Moore is now being held in jail while police investigate the situation that led to his arrest. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.